Many of us know about St. Michael as the prince of the heavenly army who cast Satan down from heaven. Of course, St. Gabriel is the one who announced to Mary that God desired to become flesh in her womb. Yet, not many of us know about St. Raphael. To give a quick synopsis of the Book of Tobit, St. Raphael is the angel in disguise who is sent in answer to the prayers of Tobit, who was afflicted with blindness, and to the prayers of Sarah, who had been married 7 times, but her husbands were killed by a demon before she could ever bear a child with them. At the end of the story, after Tobit's sight is restored and Sarah is freed from her demon, St. Raphael reveals himself as one of the 7 holy angels who present the prayers of the saints and enter into the presence of the glory of the Holy One. So from this scripture passage, the church also understands that St. Michael and St. Gabriel are also part of that group of 7 who are present before the throne of God, presenting the prayers of the saints. So on this Feast of the Archangels, the church today invites us to bring the offerings of our prayers, ourselves, and even our sufferings into the presence of the Holy One through his angels. The gospel today is trying to present us with the particular way in which the angels do this type of ministry. When Jesus says, "The heavens will be open, and you will see the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man," he's actually quoting Genesis 28, verse 11 to 19, but with a change in a single term. If we go back to that passage in Genesis, Jacob is running away from his brother Esau because his brother is trying to kill him, because Jacob had just stolen Esau's blessing from his father. And as Jacob was taking a break and sleeping on a rock, he has a dream of angels ascending and descending upon a ladder. When he woke up, he realizes that he is at the place where heaven meets earth. And he says, "This is the house of God, the gate of heaven," which is a reference to the temple of God, the place where God dwelt. So when Jesus says that the angels of God were ascending and descending upon the Son of Man, a title that he uses for himself, Jesus is now saying that he is the new house of God, the gate of heaven. The imagery of the angels ascending and descending is a symbol of communication with God. And Jesus is saying that he is the place where heaven meets earth, and thus he is the perfect mediator between God and humanity. Another way to think about it is that Jesus is kind of like the cell tower, and the angels are kind of like the text messages we send to God in that way. Now, where do we see the angels of God ascending and descending upon Jesus here and now? Listen to this line in Eucharistic prayer number 1 after the consecration. "In humble prayer we ask you, Almighty God, command that these gifts that have just been consecrated, be borne by the hands of your holy angel to your altar on high in the sight of your divine majesty." What are these gifts? In the Mass, the church desires that the gift we offer through the angels with Jesus is the gift of ourselves. In her document in Sacrosanctum Concilium, the church says, "By offering the immaculate victim, not only through the hands of the priest, but also with him, they," meaning the laity, "should learn also to offer themselves." They should learn also to offer themselves. The Mass is the fulfillment of what Jesus had prophesied to Nathanael, because in the Mass, the angels are descending to earth at the liturgy of the Eucharist, and then ascending with the gift of Jesus and ourselves, united with him. Imagine the great dignity he has given us in allowing us to offer the perfect sacrifice and worship through his Son and with his Son. Imagine that we have been placed in the very presence of his majesty. Yet, this is not an imaginary dream, but a reality in the Mass. God also desires that we offer him the gift of our suffering. He wants us to share in his suffering with him so that he can share his redemption with us and with the whole world. St. John Paul II would write, "In bringing about the redemption through suffering, Christ has also raised human suffering to the level of redemption. Thus, each man in his suffering can also be a sharer in the redemptive suffering of Christ. Each man in his suffering can also become a sharer in the redemptive suffering of Christ. Suffering, which used to be senseless, is now salvific. Just as Jesus achieved the redemption of the world through suffering, so we too continue his redemption in the world through our suffering, united with Jesus. Because we are part of the body of Christ through baptism, our suffering is no longer our own, but has been fused with Christ's suffering for the redemption of the world." So, are any of us here suffering? Do we have those in our lives who are suffering? The church invites us today to pour out our suffering into the hands of the angels so that they can unite it with the cross of Christ. And in doing so, we unleash an ocean of graces for the loved ones that we have in our life so that they can achieve the final redemption and salvation for which they were created. Our Lord told St. Faustina, "If the angels were capable of envy, they would envy us for two things. One, the receiving of Holy Communion, and two, suffering." Although the angels cannot participate in these two things, they are here to help us to participate in them. They're waiting beside you now with open hands, waiting for the offering that you will present to the Lord. Will you let them return empty-handed to the throne of His Majesty?